Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the About Last Night show. I'm Brad Williams. Over there with the silky smooth pipes is... Ooh. Oh, yeah. That is Adam Ray. And our guest tonight will be by far the best laugher we've ever had on this podcast.
Yeah. Have you gotten that before?
Am I allowed to speak now?
Yeah. There it is.
First of all, thank you. I've gotten both. You know, I got both. When you have a laugh like this, you get the good and the bad with it. So, you know.
You always laughed like that? Even like when you were like coming out of the womb?
I don't. You know what? I don't. I always knew.
Remember coming out of the womb?
I do, because I came out right 4 minutes after my brother.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
Are you a twin?
I'm a fraternal twin.
Oh, fraternal twin.
Identical twin beds.
There's another Sickler out there. Our guest is...
There's two more.
Our guest is Ryan Sickler, everyone.
Woo!
From the...
thank you, guys.
From the Crab Feast podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck the Crab Feast. Five stars.
Fashly, I think, dude, honestly, like, there's been times where I do weekends where people go, I loved you on the Crab Feast.
And I go,
what about my podcast?
Yeah.
And I fucking just spent
like,
the last 10 minutes of my set talking about it. They go, yeah, the Crab Feast, right?
Yeah, we'll subscribe.
Yeah.
That still happens. In fact, I was in Des Moines, Iowa this last weekend, Des Moines Funny Bone, and a dude is wearing a Fuck the Crab Feast t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Five stars.
Wow.
He comes up and literally comes up and goes, I love you and Larson and Sickler, man. You were great. I'm like, and literally just what Adam's talking about, I'm like, yeah, I got a podcast too. He's like, you know, I don't have a lot of time.
I got time for 2 weeks.
The thing about life, man, is that there's only so many hours in the day for you to activate your agenda.
Listen, man, I listen on the bus to work, all right? I ain't got time for your bullshit, too.
Where do most of your podcasters, your audience, do you find, like, listen to you? Like, at work? Like,
We're big in the Congo. We're real big. We're real big in the Congo and Bangladesh.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's about time somebody fucking cornered that market.
Sickler selling out theaters like a motherfucker in Bangladesh.
What about sweatshops? You think
definitely,
those kids
definitely,
are fucking...
Oh, they are making our shirts. What are you talking about, man?
Well, at least it's mutually beneficial.
He sells those Fuck the Crab Feast t-shirts for so cheap. Now you know why.
Now Rye is not only one of the best stand-up comics in the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's take that compliment because you are. How long have you been doing stand-up?
Proper stand-up, maybe 12.
Sure. And it shows because you're fucking polished. You have great story. Your voice on stage. For our listeners, how would you describe it? And then I'll say how I would describe it.
Lower middle class. That's how I would describe
what
it.
Is that
above
come?
Ground pools and, you know, clubs on cars and three people in one bedroom up until you're 18. That kind of shit.
12 people sharing one Costco card.
Pissing between your brother's legs while he's shitting. That kind of thing. You know, maximize.
There's got to be a
maximizing.
Name for that. What is the name for that, by the way?
I don't know.
Maximize?
I just called it Maximize. You know, I got to go.
Wow.
Maximizer.
Please.
Brother's pissing in the tub, so I got to go somewhere. I can't get up on the sink.
Please tweet at Ryan Sickler, hashtag Maximizer.
Yeah, dude. Have you maximized lately?
Have you maximized?
It's maximizing.
That
please.
Is the ultimate inefficiency. Your brother's taking a dump, and you're like, hey, man, let me get in here.
It's good accuracy. I have deadly accuracy.
Yeah, do whatever you want to that, Mike. As long as you hug it.
It's got like a linchpin on this son of a bitch.
Yeah,
what do I gotta?
Go for it. Make yourself comfortable with it. You grew up in Baltimore.
Well, I'm originally from Baltimore. We started in Baltimore, and after my parents had their third kid, that's when we moved out to the county, and then I grew up out there.
Is that like just outside Baltimore? Or?
Yeah, like 25 minutes outside.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I know we had to talk about Baltimore because you and my son got beef.
Yeah, I didn't know that until you had texted me last week about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do you really?
Oh, yeah. Sickler and I got mad beef going on, which we're going to hash out right here on the About Last Night podcast.
Let's fucking get into it.
Because Sickler, being from Baltimore, diehard Ravens fan.
Sure. Diehard.
Diehard Ravens fan. Me, not being from Denver, but my dad. But my dad went to college with John Elway, so I was raised a Broncos fan. Yeah.
Oh, so your dad knew John Elway?
Yeah.
No shit.
He knew Elway at Stanford, so we were raised Broncos fans. And like I said,
if Elway wouldn't have fucking said no to Baltimore, you'd have been raised Baltimore Colts fans. We could have been sitting here talking about that.
Exactly.
But,
we've been talking about the day. Seven.
Wait, is that how you became a fan of John Elway or the Broncos?
Yeah.
Just because your dad was friends with John Elway.
Exactly. And not a lot of quarterbacks come out of Stanford. It was like it was between Elway at Stanford and then I think who was the Raider? Plunkett?
Jim Plunkett was – was he the same time as Elway?
Well, he wasn't the same time, but he was also Stanford. And my dad's just like,
number 16.
No way in fuck is my family going to be raised Raider fans. So it's
you know what? That would explain my loyalty to the New York Liberty because my dad got a – when my dad was in medical school, he got a hand job from Rebecca Lobo. And she called her. She goes, do you want a Lobo? And he was like, what? And then she goes, I'll maximize it. Well, I'm giving you a Lobo. And one of his buddies came in and maximized during the Lobo.
Wow.
Anyway, if you're at home, that's drink six because Lobo and maximize was in the same sentence.
Go ahead and drink.
All right,
drink,
so obviously the Ravens Broncos have a heated rivalry.
Right now.
Well, now they do. After that game, you had us beat. You had us on the ropes.
This is not the AFC Championship game, but
the best game of the playoffs, no doubt. For all teams, by the way.
Sure. Well, that Seahawks-Falcons game.
Seahawks-Falcons game was pretty good.
Yeah. It was pretty good. But
they were down 30.
But double overtime.
You're right.
You're down
and two Hail Marys.
You're down 7 points. And they're 39 seconds on the clock.
39 seconds on the clock. You're on your own. You're on your own 25.
And Flacco said he saw something. He thought the guy was sitting a little short and just heaved it. And he's sure. I mean, fingertip short.
Ugh.
And you know what's funny is
Raheem Moore. Raheem fucking Moore.
But
was the Broncos safety that did not get back.
That's right. The season before, we had Lee Evans drop the ball in the end zone,
right.
And then Billy Cundiff missed the kick. So New England was on the side we were on this year. Every team has to have shit like that go on in order to go on, and we were the team that year, and it dropped in just right in the fucking bucket. I mean, Jacoby Jones, like, boom. We were going crazy.
Oh.
And then you tie it. Then you go to double overtime. Then you pick Manning, and then you kick a 47-yard field goal is no chip shot.
Right.
A rookie goes out, kicks it in Denver. And boom, it begins the fucking run.
Let me just get the wide range of emotions. Like, I know what your faces probably were like individually, but
because you survived the Seattle Supersonics going up against the Denver Nuggets. When an eight seed beat a one seed. Yeah,
and guess what? Yeah. Eight times a year, I wake up in a cold sweat because I'm hallucinating Mutombo's finger waving over my face. How awful is that?
See how it ties back to Denver? It all goes back to Denver.
Yeah, but how stoked were you and how sad were you?
Okay.
Like, what do you remember what you did in that moment?
I have a full story for it, but I will let Brad go first
because I have a story as well. Because I'm at the Hartford Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut.
I get it, man. You work a lot.
I get it. I'm awesome. You understand this? Okay, so I'm in the green room watching the game. The feature's on stage, and it's a thing. We just scored. I'm happy as shit. You guys are on your own 25. There's 35 seconds left in the game, and I can hear the feature has started his closing joke. So I'm like, all right, cool. We got this. I'm gonna go on stage happy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Flacco goes back, throws the bomb. Raheem fucking Moore doesn't get back. You guys, Jacoby Jones scores the touchdown. I scream out, fuck! Literally, right after I scream, fuck! Ladies and gentlemen, your headliner, Brad Williams, son of a bitch!
Yeah. Wow.
And now it's going into overtime. I don't even know what's going to happen. I have to go on stage. I got to do my set, and I'll be damned if that crowd didn't suffer because I went on stage angry.
That is hilarious.
I like to go on stage happy midget, you know? everyone loves a happy midget. Everyone loves a happy midget. I'm pretty sure you can request a happy midget at the end of your massage. But it's just like I'm just angry midget. I'm just going on stage.
Don't just brush over that. What would that be?
Yeah.
Well, a happy ending. So
with a happy midget?
First of all, that sounds
like... off the menu?
Is it off the menu?
It does sound like something you would get at McDonald's or the massage parlor.
Is that a six-piece McNugget and a Happy Midget?
Happy Midget is I come out in the Grimace outfit.
Juggling cheeseburgers.
in the grimace.
And what song are you singing?
Oh, what was the
Deo, what I say, or some sort of something happy. Maybe don't worry, be happy. Or maybe the happy midget. Or maybe it's just as simple as what it
jump
sounds
in the
like.
Line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe maybe you jump you. In the line.
Yo, yo. So you're in the massage parlor.
This motherfucker. You gotta have some babies. Yeah.
Yo, and he just goes, "You want a happy midget?" And you're sitting there being like, "That sounds fucking dirty and expensive." But you know, I just
well, what's it gonna run?
I worked out. Yeah, exactly.
You got a deal for first timers.
Yeah. But then you're like, you know what? I've seen some weird porns. But he comes in, and it's nothing sexual. He just dances and sings.
Then you're disappointed. Yeah. But like, I want to be, you know,
you feel dirtier than you
get the ball back or something, man.
Yeah.
Elbow.
Yeah, because now you feel dirtier because nothing happened and you ordered it. Like,
he just came in.
At least give my balls a flick.
Yeah. At least fucking blow on my ass.
That would be a great hidden camera thing to have people just request a happy midget. That comes in and then they're just like, "What the fuck was that?" And like, was a happy midget. You just ordered.
You've
that.
Been it's maximized.
$25.
Like, what do you mean
maximized?
Bam.
You know what would be best is if you just like had one of those frequent buyer punch cards, and you had to like slowly work your way up to the happy midget, like, you know,
it's a free latte at the end.
Exactly. So like
you just come in and do karaoke songs and bounce.
I just come in.
This little midget just sang "Colors in the Stream" and "Kokomo," and then left. Cost me $35.
Worth every penny of that. I think people would do that if you were there going, "All right,
I'm calling you right now and pay $35 to see you sing those two songs."
Kokomo,
Ride the Florida Keys.
Anything by the Beach Boys, I'd quite honestly pay you to see.
Oh my God! So what? So what's your story then?
Yo, a midget Beach Boy cover band? Sorry. All right. Go ahead. You gotta understand, I'm on 3 hours of sleep, so my brain's running all over the place right now.
Midget Beach Boy cover.
All right. Yeah. So what's your story, Ryan? Giant Ravens fan, by the way. You're as big a Ravens fan as, I mean,
anyone.
As
really.
You guys probably are your respective teams.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I
been a fan since the beginning.
Since 1996, but I was originally a Baltimore Colts fan. We all know. We can come back to that later because that ties into your Elway.
Sure.
But that particular day, I was at my place. I'm watching the game, and a friend of mine was in town for a few months doing a job, and he lived in Burbank, and he said, "I'm going to ride my bike over, and we're going to watch this game." I said, "Great." I don't drink much. But that day I just decided, fuck it, I'm not driving anywhere.
Right.
I'm going to be nervous. I'm going to have at least a six pack, a couple extra.
Dude, when you decide, when your ride's taken care of and you make that conscious decision to go, like I'm something like, you know, usually it doesn't end.
It tastes like water.
Yeah.
It just goes down like water. Yeah. And I knew going into it that if we won, I was going to be that much more happy. And if we lost, it was going to be fucking miserable.
Sure.
Right.
So, he hits me up and he says, "I'm not going to come over." And I was like, "Whatever, you fucking pussy. I can't believe you're going to miss this game." So we get to about halftime where just before halftime, we tie it up. Mm-hmm. And I hit him up and I'm like, "You're missing a fantastic fucking game. We are going blow for blow. This is a heavyweight fight. You should get over here." So he says, "Fuck it." He rides his bike over and he gets there in the third quarter. And when he gets to my place, there's a couple of phone books that were dropped at my front door.
That was from when I was over. I needed the phone books to be able to reach the table. Thank you for that, Ryan. Thank you for that.
As I call him, Brad C. So he brings them in, and he's like, "Hey, here's your phone books." And I was like, and just sarcastically, I'm like, "Hey, thanks for bringing trash inside the house." You know, and he's like,
"Because who the fuck needs a phone book?"
And his name's Bernie. We've talked about him on our podcast. We call him affectionately now known as Phone Book Bernie. But
oh my God,
he's a guy.
How much does that cost at the massage parlor? A phone book Bernie?
Give me a happy midget and two phone book Bernies. I'm gonna try to maximize while I'm here.
I'm only in town for the weekend.
I'm here. I'm headlining. I'm Boise, I gotta get out of here.
So phone book.
So
Bernie
he comes
in,
and I've known Bernie since like ninth or tenth grade in high school, and he's
a long friendship.
He's a big juicer. He's a big fucking roid guy. Loves him. No shame in him.
I do roids.
I tell him all the time. He's Jersey Short 40. That's exactly what he is. So he comes over and he goes, and he's always been like. I tell him to his face. He knows very well. I love him to death. He 80% of what he says is bullshit. Mm-hmm. But the 20% that's real is so outrageous.
Yeah.
And you know it is because you've been a part or witnessed that 20%. So it's difficult to doubt the 80. So he said to me, I'm going to teach you how to rip a phone book in half. I can rip phone books in half. And I just had had a few beers, and
right.
I smoked a little, and I just was salty, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah, you were.
You're full of fucking shit.
Right.
You can't rip a goddamn phone book in half. He's like, yes, I can. It's about technique, and I'm going to show you how to do it. And he said, let me have a beer, and then I'm going to rip a phone book in half. And I said, great. When this second half starts, you have a beer, you're ripping a fucking phone book in half.
Wow.
Okay.
So... damn if in front of my fucking face, he doesn't tear a phone book in half. What? And I'm like, wow. What the fuck? And as he does, we score. And I'm like, holy shit. Well, now you have to rip that second
phone
book.
Yeah, I was just going to say, man, how many fucking... Yeah. Somebody find a highlights magazine. Like, we're running out of fucking shit nobody reads.
So he then tears a second phone book in front of my face. Not only
just
am I
as easily?
At that. Not as easily.
Like
so,
after the first one, you get into a groove. It's almost like if you down one pizza, then you right, figure you, out you fold the second one.
He got into a groove, but it was all about, so he showed me how you hold it like you would, you know, open it.
Sure.
You hold it in front of you, and then you touch your thumbs in the middle at the top, and then you bend in, and you start to reverse pull. So like you're breaking pasta. Again and again and again, and sooner or later it'll tear enough where you can then grab and rip.
Holy shit.
So, you know, all the ones you see on TV are already prepped for the
of
initial,
course. Yeah.
But to get it there, you have to fucking work
Does
it a little
big
bit.
Hands?
No, and he was right. It is all about technique. So he showed me how to do one. I got it to a point where I was able to rip it in half. But the point is, he rips two. We fucking score. Did we score again? I think we scored again, or we had a big defensive stand. I'm like, holy shit. You have to go out in the hallway and get more phone books. And he's like, what? I'm like, you need to keep ripping phone books until we win this fucking game.
Oh my God, this is the greatest
superstitious
like situation.
You really have to be careful when you're watching sports, when you're watching your team. You have to be careful what you do. Because if you all of a sudden be like, hey, look what I can do, I can stab my finger or like I can play Russian roulette and never mess up.
Yo, you catch, you catch your girl blowing the neighbor during an interception in a run back. You're like, God damn it, fucking Bill. Fucking give her another phone book, Bernie.
Like, babe, go for it. No, I don't care that he finished. Get some scope.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
That's right. Make it fucking happen. We
Get
need three
some
points.
Scope. What is it, 1984?
Sure. I don't use Listerine. It's too harsh on my
scope.
Sensitive gums.
I feel like I saw a scope commercial the last time the like Tailspin premiered.
Tailspin.
When Tailspin first came out, which was in 84. It was like 93. But still. Scope commercials were playing in the same day and age as the
DuckTales.
Yes. And but I'm talking about other commercials, like the Wrigley, like with Double Mint Gum.
Yeah, right. Oh my God.
Big Red. They're not pushing their product
anymore at all. They do not.
Why not?
Why
are they
not?
Just around? Like
people buy
every now and then you see an Oreo commercial. And because Oreo is like, hey, you're never going to forget about us.
They just got in trouble
like
for
the Holocaust.
They got called out.
It's comparing Oreos.
Yo, but Oreos comes in.
Oreos are just like 9/11. Never forget.
Yeah. Also, Oreos, they have the different versions. Every now there's double stuff. There's the Halloween. There's the fucking, you know, the.
There's a rainbow sherbet one now, by the way.
But I
really?
Guess,
yeah, there's a rainbow sherbet or Oreo. Too much.
I'm not sure
man.
How I feel about that.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
Do you have a go-to snack? When you travel a lot, you opened for Jay Moore for a long time. Still do?
No, I mean, whenever it's convenient, right. I do.
You travel a lot, though.
Yeah.
Would you, on the road, do you have, like, you know, because you get to a certain point maybe sometimes where you're just like, you're not going to go out and drink with the locals. You can go back to your hotel, maybe watch a movie, and you're like, I want to fucking have a little snack for myself right now.
The simple thing, I mean, I'm a pizza fucking freak. I could just, it's my deserted island food, I should say.
Deserted island?
Yeah.
Well played, Sigmar.
Have you ever had the Oreo cookie pizza from Domino's?
No.
What?
That's a real thing.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, first time I saw that commercial, it was high as shit. And they were like, it was like, dude, I was sitting
there.
So
they hit their target audience.
Oh, for sure. It was like 2:30 in the morning, and it was like, pizza. I was like, huh? Cookies. What? Together. Dude. And it's fucking, they like had them both floating, and they just kind of fused together. And then it showed like, you know, a whole thing.
What happens when a pizza has sex with an Oreo cookie?
Dude. Happiness. Yeah, that's what happened. And I got to be honest, not
happened.
That great. Because, like, they don't put cheese and meat on it, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's there's some crust on there, but it's like, you know, donut crust. It's not that great.
I'm also a
What's your go-to pizza?
Just, like, Well, I mean, honestly, own? I do like to make my own. I like to get Don Pepino pizza sauce shipped from New Jersey out here and then roll
out. How much for a Don Pepino?
I mean, it's like a buck.
Is it cheaper? No, I'm saying it's the massage
that's
parlor.
Way, that's a buck. That's what I tell you.
It's way better than a Happy Midget.
That's something you can't pass up, a Don Pepino.
Somebody just throws meatballs at your ass. Well, fucking mariachi guys fucking sing the theme from Lady and the Tramp.
I like Reese's peanut butter cups too.
There on you your go. Pizza?
On my pizza. No. I like cheese pizza.
Snacks, okay.
I'll tell you what I don't like because it's easier because I like a lot of shit on my fucking pizza. But I don't fucking like pineapple on my pizza. I just don't think fruit belongs on a pizza.
No, and I totally get that.
You're like, if it's healthy, nah. This shit's got to clog me up somehow.
Yeah. Now, is Baltimore, I mean, famous for any sort, or did you kind of acquire your pizza taste once you start traveling?
I mean, I think pizza on the East Coast is better than the West Coast. There's no place like New York. New York just got a fucking lock. No, I mean,
I'm a diehard West Coaster, but I'll absolutely agree with you.
Is it just
New York just has it?
Yeah.
Maybe you hear all the bullshit about the water and all. I don't really know what the reason is, but New York has it. I mean, Maryland just in general has much better pizza than out here. The mom and pop shops on the East Coast to me are just better. Yeah.
Well, they take a lot more time. I mean, fucking Domino's and Papa John's are just pumping out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Cardboard with sauce and cheese on it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's not how you do it. It's amazing how as comics we really like gravitate towards food because oftentimes when we're traveling on the road, that's all we have in that area. Like we look forward to whatever the fuck is in that city.
Oh, dude,
like we have our go-to restaurants.
Yo, they got a Chick-fil-A.
I was just in Arlington, Virginia, mm-hmm. and Mark Sertel and I took the bus from New York down to DC, and we get out in Chinatown. And there's, you know, all these, and Chinatown has been kind of revamped, and there's a Fuddruckers on the corner there. Mark and I are starving, by the way. Starving.
Awesome,
by the way, this bus ride, the bus ride from hell.
Is there ever a bus ride from heaven?
Right.
Man, I enjoyed that bus ride.
First of all, my buddy's pitch was like,
serene.
Yeah, dude, my buddy's pitch was like, it's got internet, and it's $25. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But and I was like, how long? He's like, it's not that long. Anytime somebody says not that long, it doesn't specify the duration. He was like, it's kind of 7 hours.
Kind of.
And
like a day's work.
Dude, our driver was like this Korean bookie who was like twitching the whole time because I feel like he was thinking about the game or something. And at one point, a guy gets up and
still twitching about the Broncos loss.
Oh, Raheem Moore. Fuck that guy. Fuck Raheem Moore. Get back on defense. You are safety.
You
not
know, whether it was Fuddruckers or Fuddluckers in Chinatown, it's Fuddruckers.
But, dude, we saw that. Yo,
can we acknowledge the greatness of that joke for one second, though?
Fuddluckers. Yeah.
Fuddluckers is still Fuddruckers
in Chinatown.
You might have a new fucking opener.
I'll tweet it later.
Yeah. But so at one point, somebody he's arguing with his friend about when the bus is going to get there. He's like, 20 minutes. I tell you, 20, 30 minutes. He gets up out of his seat in the fourth row, runs up as we're on the freeway, shoves his phone in the bus driver's face, and goes, tell him we're going to be there in 20 minutes. And I go, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Now you're fucking yelling.
Yeah, dude. I go, sit the fuck down,
dude.
You know,
dude. A guy ate somebody on a Greyhound.
Dude, and the bus driver's like, hey, I'm driving. Why you put the phone on my face?
Right, what the fuck?
He's freaking out. I'm like, thank God he's on the same page. And the guy sits back down, and I'm just staring at him. And the guy sitting next to me, by the way, who is this old dude who looks like a combination between Hoggle from Labyrinth and fucking a Lord of the Rings villain.
Wait,
and
so Saratella didn't sit next to you?
No, because he gets on the bus, and he's sitting in the front row, and Saratella asks the dude, he goes, you mind switching with me so I can sit next to my buddy? The guy goes, no.
Yeah,
little beard, little fucking Hoggle type warlock.
Like, hey,
and then Mark goes,
asshole, it's a bus.
It's a bus.
No, but he rides this bus like weekly, and I go, why not, man? And he goes, because the front, you have a better chance of going through the window. And
he wants
to then
die.
I go, dude, you're going to be this peppy the whole fucking ride? And then I go, what about the TV? I'm trying to make the best of this. I go, well, at least we got TV screens. He goes, they don't work. Nothing's been on those things since 1986 when they played old Chinese movies. And then I go,
just the Fuddruckers, man.
Yeah. And then I told him I'm a comic, and here's a joke he gives me. He goes, what's the difference? He goes, you're a comic. Dude, didn't waste any time. Just goes, what's the difference between a microwave and an asshole?
We're not even out of the parking lot
yet,
dude.
No, not even close.
And he won't move. Answer my question.
We hadn't even had a chance to merge.
I'm not going
to
move for
you. We hadn't merged into anything yet.
We're still yielding. Yeah.
He goes, what's the difference between a microwave and an asshole? And I go, I don't know, man. He goes, an asshole browns your meat. You guys are laughing. I just turned the other way and to myself go, well, this friendship's over.
And tweeted it.
Yeah, they tweeted it. He proceeded to give me pages of jokes. He gave me pages out of these magazines of old-timey jokes. And he goes, you can take these and alter them for yourself. I go, dude, I don't take jokes and change them. That's not how I do it. He goes, really? He goes, that's how comedy works, isn't it? I go, no, man.
I'm going to steal this shit right here, man. It's perfect.
But anyway, we saw that Fuddruckers, point being, and it was the greatest thing on the fucking planet. I mean, dude, not only had I not been to a Fuddruckers in a while, but in that time and space, and it was in Chinatown.
It's perfect.
I got egg rolls in Fuddruckers.
I got the chow mein burger, but
wow, that actually sounds kind of good. Yeah. I'm going to actually go for a chow mein burger. But it's absolutely true. We have those spots. Like if someone names a city, I tell you about the comedy club, and I tell you my favorite restaurant in the city. Like Cleveland, Ohio. Like Cleveland is a fun comedy club, the Improv, and then they have that grilled cheese restaurant. It's called Melt, and it's just all grilled cheese sandwiches. Damn. That's it. That's the only thing on the menu. It's grilled cheese sandwiches.
I think they might have one here in L.A., too, that's just grilled cheese, or at least big on grilled cheese.
Yeah, but it's not.
Grilled cheese and cupcakes are, like, taking over the world.
Jeez, right? There's cupcake shops everywhere.
It shows.
Grilled cheese should be taking over.
That makes sense. That's
why cupcakes, though? Why do people love cupcakes so much?
Because people love diabetes.
They love it.
It's the most friendly of all the diseases.
I think they love dessert, and cake is just too much.
So they go, that's it. Cupcakes, a little smaller.
You have five mini cakes.
Let me get six cupcakes. Yeah. No, I don't want that big piece of cheesecake. Let me get a half dozen cupcakes.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, don't get me wrong. I love cupcakes and cake as much as the next guy, but I feel like as a midget, I can't eat cupcakes in public.
No, you definitely can't. You know what? I'm not even going to laugh
like
at that.
Looks like you're taking panties off of food.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What the fuck's that midget doing?
Oh, it's a cupcake.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a cupcake.
All
right. Cupcake.
Why did he just eat the wrapper and leave the cupcake? Is he jumping into that tree? Yeah.
What is happening right now?
You know what, though? So, all right. So, Brad, like, what's your go-to food on the road?
Oh, man. My it's funny. I just said I can't eat cupcakes in public.
Yeah. Let me just stop it real quick. Are there other treats you can't eat because you're like, they're going to think I'm
oh,
like,
dude, Skittles.
Why?
I can't have Skittles in public.
Now, I don't know if I agree
because
with that one.
Other people?
People just look at a midget eating Skittles and go, I fucking knew it.
I knew it. What? Like, that's your fucking, like,
like
super...
That, like that's what
the
they eat.
Rainbow.
Regular
that's
people.
Yeah. Wait, like, that's like
regular
your mushroom for Mario Brothers?
Yeah, exactly. It's like that. That's what I do to have to be powerful. That's my go-to food, you know?
Do you ever eat a food just to fuck with people?
Yeah, I feel like...
I walk around eating a...
Lucky
eating
Charms, right?
Yeah.
Just with a
Lucky
fucking
Charms.
Handful daily.
Lucky Charms and bagel bites.
Bagel bites. Donut hole.
Hey, you might call them bagel bites. I call them regular size deep dish,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I
call them bagels.
They work. They're perfect for me.
No, those pretzels.
Shut up.
Mini pretzels?
Yeah, mini pretzels.
No, pretzels. So, yeah, those... But my go-to snack, and it's starting to get out because fans are starting to bring it to me at shows, which I love. Mm-mm. They're starting to bring me like
that's
I love.
The level I like to get to, man.
We're gonna ask. I have a question about that, right?
Sure.
There. Really? Go ahead. No. Tell
What's
us what it is.
Okay. I love anything.
Like, can we guess what it is?
I love anything red velvet. Red velvet cupcakes. Red velvet cake. Red velvet.
Just
like
red velvet.
How often do you have your period? Red velvet. Red velvet. I've never heard a man say, I love red velvet everything.
Candy.
Yeah. Oh, see, you talk shit on red velvet, but then you have a piece of red velvet cheesecake.
What does it do to your body?
Or they're popular cupcakes right
now. Yeah. That's
why don't,
shit.
Dude, you need to fucking really get a hold of red velvet. Like, why wouldn't you sponsor
Right? A midget sponsoring your. All right, Sarah Lee. I know Sarah Lee listens to our podcast.
Does she really?
What's up, Sarah?
What up, girl?
Yeah. So let's get
throw a
Sarah
couple
Lee
chocolate
to
chips in
me.
For me, baby.
Sarah Lee, Brad Williams will currently sponsor your red velvet cupcakes. You need
damn
to give
right.
him a call.
Yeah, damn right.
Give
make
him an email.
Is it just a slow mo commercial of you
tweet
unwrapping the fucking cupcake thing, like you said, like it's panties? Maybe you know what? Maybe it's next
like
to a dude.
Carl's Jr., but for cupcakes. You could do that for Sarah Lee.
Slow and sexy.
So it's that like Paris Hilton or Sarah like, Jean Underwood eating the burger. It's
yeah,
just
ready?
Me going out of cupcake.
It's like. Red velvet cupcakes. Do whatever you want to it.
And I'm just going
how
nuts.
Big is your mouth or appetite? No pun intended.
Maximize your cupcake.
So yeah,
the
that,
double
that
bacon western midget red velvet fucking
bunch of little shit.
The The phone book Bernie Velvet Midget Cupcake.
Oh, yeah, I didn't finish that story. Yeah. I will give you an abridged version.
Let's go back to phone book Bernie.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
And then we're going back. Well, but off of the cupcake thing and sponsoring the foods, is that what you wanted to get into?
Yeah, I do. I'll just say this quickly. I just want to let you know how many. Yeah. I called this guy out.
Okay.
And he ripped at phone book number 7. We fucking. That's when we tied the game.
Right?
That's
are you
when,
serious?
As he, oh. 7, dude. When
yeah.
he
that's
ripped
gotta
number
be a record.
7, it gets better. He ripped 7, and there were 39 seconds left, and Flacco just heaves the ball. I'm watching the game live. He's focusing on tearing this fucking book in half.
Well, I mean, right.
And as he gets it and tears it, he screams, "Ah!" And because he's so excited, he got the phone book, and as he pulls it, that ball dropped right in Jacoby Jones' arms, and I jump up and scream, "He caught!" And I'm jumping on him, like shaking him, and we're laughing. He's like, "Well, he didn't even see it."
You're also, you're a part of history on two different levels.
I had to rewind so he could see what happened because he was focused on the book. So then, of course, they're showing the replay a million
times.
Too bad
you couldn't fucking rewind his phone book.
I do have a video of we tweeted it out on stuff.
All right.
But he and then I was like, "You need to go get more phone books." So now he's like, "People are going to be mad." I'm like, "Dude, it's trash. They're going to just throw it away. Yeah. Just go get the phone books." He ripped. When he ripped number 8, we intercepted Peyton Manning. Our kicker's number is 9, and I looked at him and I was like, "You have to rip 9. It's his number. We'll win the fucking game." And he's like, "I can't feel my fucking." Like, he rode his bike over. He couldn't ride home. I had to sober up so I can give him a ride back.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what
his hands were ruined
like?
For day. They were just looked like arthritic messes.
They look like what Edward Scissorhands hands would look like if you took off the fucking scissors
with rheumatoid arthritis.
With rheumatoid arthritis.
Somewhere, Edwin San Juan is crying. That joke
ripped.
Is so inside, by the way.
Why? Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, because Edwin San Juan, the comic, has rheumatoid arthritis in his hands.
Does he really?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, his hands are like so. His hands look like that. They're all fucked up.
Minus the scissor hands.
Bro. Yeah, my scissor hands.
But that's
what
his hands
look like.
So he
can't cut bushes?
Well, I guess you can just come over and swim now.
Just fucking.
But he ripped 9 as the kick went through. He ripped 9 fucking phone books, and I couldn't get. I was like,
"You're beside yourself.
You need to rip phone books the rest of this goddamn series." I had to drive him home because he couldn't hold the bike.
Wait, now Super Bowl?
No, that was the semi.
Right. So then, okay.
Yeah. So
NFC no, he. I didn't make him do it anymore. I found purple Gatorade the next game that worked. They didn't need me after that. They didn't need me. I'll send them on their way,
dude. So after that happened, did you look up like what's the record?
No, actually, I haven't. But he ripped 9 phone.
I mean, well, let me just fucking.
That's got to be something.
Let me just see what I can find.
Like after I called him out, like, "You can't rip a fucking phone book, asshole. You talk so much shit in high school." So that's what I'm saying. Like. Had he come over and told me, I was at a last year. I was at a buddy's house during this Ravens game. I ripped 9 phone books. I would have been like, "Get the fuck out of it! Just go home. Go home. You didn't rip 9 fucking phone books, but I witnessed it.
You saw it happen.
I saw it happen.
So now you know that when he goes to other parties and says, "Dude, I ripped 9 fucking phone books in a row," you can be the vouch.
Yes, and yes,
step up.
There were 2 of them. So one was the big one that he ripped, and then the other one was like the medium size that he just ripped 9 of those in fucking half. I couldn't get over it.
That's nuts,
man. It was nuts, dude.
That's insane. So now I feel like that's the reason why the Broncos didn't win.
It very well may be.
Fucking friend
it very well
may
be. That
now,
voodoo worked one
now,
time.
Now I hate you. I hate your friend. As a midget, I'm going against phone books, which is just sacrilegious.
Yeah. That's a great point.
We can't go against
useful.
Phone books.
You're
going
to have to. I need milk crates. I'm switching to milk crates, motherfucker.
Milk crates, apple boxes.
Yo, it's 27.
27? Oh, 27? Shit. That's the record?
In one sitting?
Fucking, I think that's Kevin Brown's number.
20 fucking 7, dude.
27.
Holy shit.
27 phone books.
I think it was.
The number of all-time Bronco great Steve Atwater.
I thought 9 was
impressive.
Yeah. It is.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's third.
7's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Can we name the most telephone directories ripped in 2 minutes? Oh, wait a minute. This is a new.
2 minutes?
Come from on. The spine are 33.
Come on.
Achieved by Cosimo Ferrucci of Italy on the set of.
Cosimo Ferrucci.
On the set of Zheng Da Zhang Yi.
Bullshit.
What?
I'm not making
this up. Fuddruckers in
at the Fuddruckers in Tampa. Fucking Steve Wilson, the manager of the local fucking putt and shut, ripped 6 before he fucking passed out on the spinning wheel. No, and then, yeah.
Holy shit. 33 phone books in 2 minutes?
Cosimo.
Wait,
you
said 33 in 2 minutes?
Yeah. Ripped the books only with his hands and did not use his body weight to lean into the books and aid the ripping process. Thank God that stat was in there because that was my next question.
Sure. That sounds like one of those crazy things that they would have in one of those strongman competitions. Yeah. Like, this is Olaf over here. He's got to rip 22 phone books and then chuck a log over a cabin.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Brad, maybe you should enter this and be like, Brad ate 60 bagel bites in 45 seconds.
Yo, Kobayashi, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
You ain't got nothing on bagel bites. Joey Chestnut. Bring me Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Okay, back to food quickly. Okay. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
You're not worried about people who bring you food. You will eat it.
No.
You've never gotten sick. No one's ever played a weed joke on you or anything like that. Because you know eventually you're just playing the numbers game. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to walk up on stage. Happen. I'm going to be like,
you
a
should always eat
like,
after the show.
Why am I talking like this?
He loves our cupcakes. He loves them. He loves them.
This is not good. Who gives me the pack cupcakes?
Yeah. People started bringing me shit, but now the last time someone brought me these little, like, mini bottles of Miller High Life. Like, they're fucking midget bottles.
They're mini. You're telling us they're mini.
Yeah.
So what, like, you're talking about, like, airplane liquor bottles, like the little tiny shots? Yeah.
No, a little bigger than that. Here, I'll show them to you.
How many of those could you drink? Because Brad's two beer Brad.
Here.
Like two
see,
beers.
That's,
I've never seen those. What are they? Are those beers? Oh,
yeah.
That's genuine. Is that Miller High Life? That's champagne and beers right
there. Yeah, champagne and beers. They brought me an 8-pack of those. And 8-pack because they're fucking tiny as shit. And I downed three of them on stage and was fine.
Okay.
So I was like, and how many, I'm two beer Brad.
What are they? They used to make, I want to say it was Rolling Rock made them called Ponies.
Oh,
and they were between like little tiny ones. They were like a smaller version. I don't know if they were an 8-ounce or a 10-ounce or some shit like that. But they're good too.
Now, right? No. You said you don't drink a whole lot, but you like to smoke the ganja.
I smoke weed. I mean, I drink, but I would rather smoke weed.
Yeah,
than
right.
Drink.
Yeah, there's less danger involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll order food. And then, you know,
forget I did.
Forget you did. Or like, you give the guy the address of a place you lived 5 years ago. Not saying I did that 2 weeks ago. Maybe the guy went to Long Beach and called me and said I'm outside the gate. And I said, and he goes, I'm at, you know, 162 Laurel or some shit. And he's like, Long Beach. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I should.
You probably shouldn't have done that.
Long story short, I didn't get the noodles that night.
The noodles.
Yeah. But, when I first came to your apartment and did the Crab Feast for the first time.
Fuck Crab Feast, 5 stars.
Thank you.
No problem. That's a great pitch.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with the toilet?
This was the second time.
That's right. And this is why Rye thought that we prolonged the booking process on getting him on the About Last Night podcast.
There was about 5 different reschedules and some cancellations.
Yeah, sure.
And we all have schedules and... You know, sure. I'm very easy about it. Like I said, we're not saving lives on these tables,
but we are.
I thought it was some backlash.
But we are giving credit to fucking phone book rippers.
Yeah, fuck
the
we are
across the country, across the world.
Yeah,
an Italian fuck. All right,
Italian guy.
So what happened when I came over?
So Adam came over, and we all actually. I don't know. I don't think Jay partook, but you and I certainly did, and you got super super fun, and we told a bunch of stories. And one of the things we talked about was calling people out on stuff. So he after the podcast, he disappears in the bathroom, and he's going. And I wasn't thinking about it, but he was only gone for like, you know, a minute.
And
he comes out, but he's like, I got to get out of here. I got to go. And I'm like, all right, man, we'll see you
later. And wait, Jay had, right?
Well, I didn't know yet. Okay, so I go in to take a piss, and there is shit like all over the toilet seat. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go, I'm like, Adam, wait a minute. I'm not cleaning that up. You fucking take this and clean it up. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're just shit in there, and there's shit all over the fucking seat.
And by the way,
like,
I'm at the point of high to where, like, you're super cautious of every move you're making.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, all right, don't exit weird. Like, I'm thinking about my exit. Like, don't say something weird. Don't hug him too many times before you leave. Like, don't say anything weird. Don't say, like, any fucking douchey, like, I'll see you on the flip side. Like, don't, you know. I was really aware of, like, how I was going
to
leave this apartment.
Okay.
So now I'm going to call out for something I didn't do.
He did not do. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You just took a power shit in there and you didn't
look.
I was
in there for fucking 45
and
seconds.
He's like, it wasn't me. And I'm like, yeah, who else? Nobody else was in there. I'm not touching that fucking shit. You clean it up. And then Jay's like, I think it was me. And I'm like, ah. Oh. so sorry.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was so, I felt
my
so
heart
terrible.
Was racing,
and then I fucking see him in San Diego and we have another smoke session. I'm like, I just want you to know I'm humiliated by that.
Yeah.
I really you felt terrible that I falsely accused you of shitting on my
You felt so bad.
I felt terrible.
You, dude, because you knew you had to call me out. Like, that was a fucking, that could have been a turning point in the friendship.
Oh, no, absolutely.
It never would have been a turning
point. No, but like, what
it
if is, you were
it
like,
hasn't been for me and Larson. His fucking pig ass had to go in there and fucking,
right.
I just didn't want to clean another
But also,
human
what was going through your head when you were like, oh, God, like.
I was like, what I thought was, I thought you went in there and just, you like had a quick power diarrhea and didn't check back.
Because I didn't walk out and go, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, you were hustling
so
out.
So everything
of there.
Lined up as far as the shit,
like,
the
minute.
Speed in which I was trying to exit.
It was definitely fresh-ish. And I was like, I am not fucking cleaning another grown man's shit
well,
off my
question
toilet.
Is, how the fuck did Adam not notice? What did you do in there?
Oh, yeah, did you sit and piss?
Guys, I got a confession to make.
You and Jay Larson now have a very special relationship.
When I do, when I smoke pot, it's more comfortable to sit and pee. No,
okay,
no, no,
that's
dude,
the confession.
No. Oh, what'd you think?
I thought you were gonna be like, I shit all.
Oh, it was me. Oh God, no. I wish. God, I should have said that.
I did too.
No,
dude.
I didn't see it. I didn't. No, man. I think I just don't. Sometimes you just trust that you have dick control, and you fucking flip the seat, and you're just fucking. You're in your own world. I wasn't like. You know,
you're good.
I'll watch where my shit's going if I'm like at a sporting event and I'm like, you know, in the aisles and I'm making sure I'm peeing on the kids' fries, like all of them.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, no, if I'm in the urinal, obviously, yeah. I just want to see if you guys stuck with me, but but no, you know, it's so I just don't think I was even paying attention.
Oh, dude, I was
I felt awful. I apologize. Well, I thought this was backlash for that.
It's not. It's not. You are always a friend of the show, Ryan Sibler.
Thanks, guys.
Speaking of urinals, I have a fucking urinal story.
I would love to hear this.
Yeah, because I'm flying back, and then I'm in the Dallas airport, and I go to the bathroom, got to take a piss. And all the urinals are open, except one is taken. Guess which one urinal is taken?
The smallest one.
The fucking disabled urinal.
Wait, is small ones considered the disabled urinal?
Yeah, or the kid urinal.
The kid urinal.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't like it, the kid urinal, because for some odd reason,
the one with the phone book.
Well, the stepping stools up to and it's always awkward because, like, normally if a kid's ever taken that urinal, his pants are just down.
Right. They're all the way to the ground.
There's no fly action with
good
those kids.
Good to know. You know what? Good to know that some kids are still just dropping trowel the entire way.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that kid in elementary school that was just like, fuck it. Everyone's just seeing my ass while I fucking do this right now.
I have a friend of mine that just recently, a couple years ago, he got wasted at a Ravens game. And at halftime, you go in, and it's like 10 deep in each urinal. And he's a big dude. He's like over 300.
He just
dropped them all the way down.
What are you going to do, man?
Everyone started laughing.
Because guess what? Part of you goes, what the fuck? But part of you, hey, man. Some of those kids who did it in elementary school were a little off. So maybe that's
yeah,
it. He just never
kids and shit. He's just like, I don't care. He just dropped them. And I'm behind him like one over, dying laughing. Because
you don't
like,
want to be the guy to tell him to pick
bitch.
Him up either.
Because
he's turning towards you at that point.
And he's a big dude. Wait, so did he do that when he was still in line or when he got to
no,
the
No, when he got to the urinal, he undid his pants and just let them all drop.
In line,
I mean,
just
all,
dropped them.
All
goes,
the way
just drop. Give me a little preview
and
before
then,
the
bam,
show.
Yeah.
You're not going to say anything.
Slid up like that. Shuffled up. To
good for him. I'm going to try that one time.
So what did you do? Did you call the guy out?
Oh, I totally did. I'm like, hey, so none of the others are working? And he looked back like I just caught him, like because like this scenario never entered his head.
Right, yeah.
Like he's like, hey, the little tiny urinal, I'm gonna be funny, and like maybe he thought a kid would walk up. He never in a million years thought the exact adult this urinal was designed for would walk up at that moment during those 12 seconds or whatever of pissing.
Right, dude. He looked at you like you caught him trying to slip out on half price on a Dom Pepino, huh? He was just like, yo, motherfucker, you did not pay the full 60.
You're like, yo, man, did you shit on my toilet seat?
So he's just so, but like he got so nervous when he actually saw me. He did the one step over,
just hopped, kept
midstream.
Oh shit!
He kept going. So he paints the wall. He paints the wall like some sort of pedophile tagger.
Oh my god!
Like just he just goes across the side, and I'm going like, yeah. Well, now the wall at my nose level smells like your piss.
I'm
not gonna do that. People don't realize that, man. So what I'm trying to say is, if the disabled urinal is free,
But other urinals are free. Take the other ones. I need that one.
I have to be honest here. I'm gonna share some more of my ignorance. I didn't realize that the short one was. I thought that was a. I never considered it to be for small people. I always considered it to be a kid's urinal.
Yeah.
Always.
You know what? It might be.
That's
a
my short sight. No,
it,
but
it
you're
might
right.
Be a kid's urinal.
How can you be wrong?
I mean, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right. I use it, so in my opinion, it's a disabled urinal.
Yeah.
That's what it's designed for. Don't do that shit. I've tried pissing in the big boy urinal.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable. I gotta do
I'm
the
just
jump move.
Under. You're just
do you really have
under
to jump?
It.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I gotta do the jump move and then like cut it off every time I land, and that's just fuck.
Now what if it?
I don't possess the Kegel strength to do that shit, man.
Have you ever just stood there and just pissed under it on the wall? Like, fuck it, I'm just gonna piss. Right just
again, like, nobody's. It's like the guy pulling his pants down. No one's gonna say anything to you.
Yeah.
Has it ever been a kid? It was an adult that you had to call out, right?
Yeah.
Now what if it was a kid?
Oh, if it was a kid, that's one he's got to use. So that's fine. I'm not gonna call him out. I'll hold.
What if it's a kid that can reach?
Oh,
big one,
motherfucker.
Like, listen, man.
I'll fight him.
Better get your fucking dick over there. That's something I've never considered before.
I'll fight him, man.
I'll tell you, I'll share a story with you of a humiliating experience. Yet another one I had with a handicapped guy. I just feel awful fucking telling this story. And so when I was in college. Well,
can I be honest? Laughing. I've never been more excited to hear anything.
Yeah.
This was bad. And it's going to I'm gonna even preface it by saying it's going to sound like bullshit. And I promise you this happened on a level of humiliation. So
other than the time my friend said, yo, I'm about to sing the theme from Empty Nest at karaoke tonight. I haven't been as excited to listen to anything come into a microphone.
I don't want to overhype it, but it's just humiliating. So I was in college at back in the day it was called Towson State University right outside of Baltimore.
All
and
right.
I took I was in mass comm and I had some radio class and I had to go in and do a fucking reel to reel edit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, on tape. Which what was the point of that? Everything was going away in the next two fucking years anyway.
Right. Mm.
So I'm in there on a Saturday and it's winter and it's snowing and there's no one there. And I pull right up, and I park in one of the handicap spaces. And I go in because I know I'm only going to be there for 30 minutes tops. I can get in, get this done, and get out before.
That still seems like a long time to roll the dice on that.
I wasn't great at it.
I see your point, Adam, and I'm going to raise you.
Yeah,
I know.
I know.
I knew I had it in 30. Okay, I was comfortable with 30.
Dude, that's a great question, though. That would be, I mean, that's like, I'd say 10 minutes would maybe tops for me. To roll the dice like that.
But what I'm also...
But you're brave.
But it was snowing heavily, and I just assumed... the ground's enough. It's
the
not,
signs covered up, maybe?
A little bit. No, you could definitely see the signs. I'm not making that excuse. But the ground's covered. It's slick enough. It's dangerous enough that I just assumed, who the fuck's going to show up in the park here today? Me. And it's cold, and it's wet, and it's right next to the ramp, and I'm running right up that ramp in that building. So I do my thing, and I come out. And when I come out, there's a black van... on the other side of the parking lot, and the parking lot sloped on a hill down, and where I'm at is the top. Of course, it's a handicap spot.
Right,
it's flat and level,
exactly.
And there's a ramp right next to it.
Right.
And then the rest of the parking lot goes down the hill. And as I'm at the door, I see these electronic doors on the side of the van open. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Electronic doors.
I can't leave.
Yeah.
I'm the only other car.
Either these are handicapped people or the Foot Clan just upgraded. Or the fucking... Super Shredder fucking Christmas came early. He's like, yo,
villain.
We're not going to get fucking taken seriously if we don't fucking...
Side note, and then I will get back to this story. Do you know who was the voice of Shredder in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon? I just found this out last week.
Can I guess?
Guess.
Give me a hint.
Don Pepino.
How'd you get it?
Great callback. There's no other... I can't even guess anything, except, but I'm just going to guess one. Fucking John Larroquette.
That's not bad.
That's
Dan
not bad.
From Night Court.
Yeah, dude.
Uncle Phil, James Avery, from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
really?
Was the voice of the original Shredder.
No shit.
Yeah. That blew my fucking mind.
For $10 million, I would have not even come
Never
close
guessed
to that.
That.
Yeah.
No.
If you would have said,
even
what famous black sitcom dad?
Yeah.
I would have gone fucking Carl Winslow.
Reginald Bell Johnson. Yeah, you would have gone that way.
George Jefferson.
Never
no, it
James
was not
Avery.
Sherman Hemsley.
So, sorry.
The dad from Sister. Nobody knows that guy.
Nobody. Yeah, exactly.
He's still walking around, by the way. He's fucking.
But when so there's this, I saw this YouTube video of him, and like there's literally a YouTube video of him like explaining the art of the voice.
Sure.
And he's going into like a James Lipton-esque style rant about his relationship with Krang. And how
really?
That, yeah,
I gotta watch it.
And
now.
How it like influenced his voice, like Krang and I, as me as Shredder, I was a very sort of we're like an old gay married couple. That's how I viewed our
British?
Relationship. I don't know.
He's
that's
very
how,
proper. He probably went to Juilliard or some shit.
Yeah, he's probably yeah. super classically trained.
Yeah,
you know,
he is.
Carnegie Mellon type shit.
Yeah,
doing Shredder, and then has to justify about
Krang.
It.
Why do you
now
do
his
this?
Best friends with this brain, this talking brain, and there were some gay tendencies. Suggestively,
God, it was Five Turtles. Five yeah. Turtles, all named after
we
artists.
We were friends. Pizza. Hey, and you know, sometimes we were too good of friends. Yeah. If he had asked me to give him a phone book, Bernie, on a Tuesday, just because it was raining and we had nothing to do, I probably would have done it.
I said these turtles are down in the sewer, maximizing.
They're doing that shit. So, sorry, right. sorry to interrupt your story, but I had to do that
that's
aside.
A, yeah,
just
that's
for
a
second.
Great.
It is not a problem.
James Avery.
If you're playing at home,
because
drink,
I wish in life
two.
Someone would have done what you did at this moment, and I could have disappeared from the, what is about
so
to happen.
So the black van, the black van fucking slowly, electronically opens.
Both yep. doors, you know, they come out, and then mm-hmm. they open up, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. And then I think, all right, I can get to my car and get the fuck out of here. And as I walk, I'm walking down the handicap ramp. Here comes this tray, and this tray, big, wide fucking tray slides out. I'm like, oh, my, what is this? And then this guy on a wheelchair comes out and rolls to the end of the tray, like, you know, locks.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah.
oh, fuck. So I'm trying to get in my car, and I'm waiting, ignorantly waiting,
sure.
for the fucking driver
of course.
To get out and come around.
Oh!
And I hear this, no bullshit, fucking microphone to the neck, hey! And I'm like,
one of those
come
things.
On.
The voice box,
come
dude.
Come on. So I got a van with doors. I got a tray comes
with
out.
The
guy, yes,
idea.
That thing.
Oh,
is
my
that
God.
Your car? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm ignoring him. He's like, hey.
You're like,
is that your voice? Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So then. Oh,
is
shit.
That your car? And I'm like, me? He's like, yeah, you. Is that your car? I'm like, yeah, it's my car.
You said me, by the way.
Right.
There's nobody else in the parking lot.
On campus. Yeah. I'm the guy on campus. Like, if you need something that day, contact me. So I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, you know, you're parked in a handicap spot. And I'm like, I am so. And then, again, I panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up. And there were signs that were for a straight wheelchair. And then there were some that were, like, hearing and vision impaired. You could also park there.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Park. So I say, as I'm answering every question and looking at him, oh, I thought I was in a hearing and vision impaired spot, both of which I don't have a problem with. At this point.
You're not.
I'm not helping anything.
Oh,
I'm panicking, dude. I'm like, oh, God.
He was like, where's the shovel? I got to dig deeper into this hole.
Oh, my God.
And I'm waiting,
good
you know,
for
like,
you.
Fuck. And I go, listen, man, I'm really sorry. Do you need any help? He's like, I don't need your help. And I'm like, all right, I apologize. You know, I try to explain.
Yeah.
He's like, doesn't matter. And as he's doing all that, he's lowered himself. He has now rolled out onto the parking lot, which has a little bit of snow on it. And then he hits a remote, and the tray goes up and in, and the doors close, and he's doing it all himself. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, it's all him.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He drove and everything.
Yeah.
Everything, dude.
Yeah.
Everything. And he then turns the chair, you know, because he had just backed out of the van. He turns the chair to the left to head up the hill to get in, and it's just tires. They start slipping, like, and he starts rolling a little bit down the hill. I'm like,
oh, because the snow.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Slippery.
Yeah.
It's snowing hard. And it's, you know, I'm like,
are you hanging back? Like, all right, I might have to fuck.
At this point, I'm like, I'm, you know, my door's open. I've got 1 foot in, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I've already made an asshole of myself multiple times.
Right.
You kind of just want to leave the sling.
But my real shit is tight. So I say to him, dude, do you need help? He's like, I don't need your help. And I'm like, and at that point, I'm like, all right, you snotty motherfucker.
Yeah, at
so
that point,
I get
yeah.
in the car and I leave. And as I'm leaving, I'm watching him slowly down
the
fucking,
down
the all the way down the goddamn hill. I mean, it wasn't steep enough that he was going to flip over, but it was definitely steep enough that he probably wasn't going to be able to get
he's
his.
He's doing like a disabled shoot.
Someone's going to have to come by and push his ass or tow him up the hill, something like that. I got a winch in the back. Fuck yourself. I'm like, all right, buddy. I'm out of here then.
Now, do you think at that point he was like, could you hear, but do you know if like he put the voicing to his throat and he was like, all right, no. I ain't that baby. I couldn't use your mouth.
Yeah. Buddy.
Buddy.
I didn't hear it.
I like. Does he drive? Does he drive? You think voice activated, or is he actually using his hands?
And like, I don't even 3-point turn in a fucking handicap spot anymore. I'm like, nope, don't park in it. Don't. Right. I got a placard. Don't.
It's like when you see the cops, you just get nervous when you see that.
Yeah,
sign.
I'm like, just don't fucking. I don't like to park next to him. Nothing. I feel like I've violated my privilege.
Here's the crazy part.
That was humiliation.
See,
dude.
How long did it take you to get over that?
I'm still really.
Yeah,
not,
he's still not over it.
I don't even fucking turn around. I won't even pull into a handicap spot to back out because I know if I feel like if I do, somebody's gonna be like, "Hey, asshole!" I'm like, "I'm just backing out, guy. I'm just backing out." Man.
He comes back. No, but see, like
other voice box friends are gonna show up.
Yeah. I've heard about you.
Yeah, dude. They all hang out together.
You're that asshole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm the guy.
Yeah. I'm the guy. But, like, I've had experiences where, hey, under the U.S. government's guidelines, I'm handicapped. They say I'm handicapped. I have a handicap placard. Yes. Do I use it all the time? No, but it's L.A. Parking's a dick. You know, there's nothing to do.
How often do you abuse the privilege?
Quite often.
I don't think it's abuse, though. If you're
it's not. If they gave it to you.
Yeah, that's right. If they say you fall in these guidelines. Because what I've also learned from a friend of mine, she went to UCLA during the scandal where all the football players, I don't know if you remember this, they all got handicapped.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The most able-bodied people at the university, and they're taking all the handicap spots. It was a big deal. A lot of them got suspended. Well, she got one. And every year, it still automatically renews. And she will fucking snatch it out. And once in a blue moon, she'll hang it, not in a spot, but on the street. Because what she told me is, parking meters you don't have to pay. Any permit zones in L.A.
Now, what if they see you? That's got to be a giant fine, huh?
Well, if you have the tag, as long as your paperwork's legit, they can't judge you. You could have a fucking steel rod leg under those pants. They don't
fucking
know.
There you go. Right. You search
know what
for
I mean?
It? Yeah.
Exactly. You got to touch me. But is that right, though? Like any permit neighborhood, like right out there right now, I could have just hung that and not even had to have your permit.
Wow.
So it's
Wait,
it's,
is that why you're okay when you park?
Yeah.
See?
That's why.
When I asked Brad, I go, you need a pass? And he's like, no. So that's why.
He's got a universal fucking pass.
Now, what do you feel about the people that busted out like once in a blue moon? Do you feel like karma's going
to
get them?
I do. I think that's shitty to do.
Yeah. But see, like, I've had experiences where I park legitimately in, like, the last space available and it happens to be a handicapped spot, and then I see the handicapped van roll up, and I'm like, ooh. Like, so do we, like, go off and have a handicap off? Like, who's more handicapped?
Who's more handicapped?
I see
your club foot, and I raise your bow leg.
Who's more handicapped, hosted by Mario Lopez? Who wants to pitch it to PAX tomorrow?
Who's more handicapped?
Hey, what? You know what? Hey, if Tony Danza hosted that, what would that sound like, Adam?
Well, welcome back to Who's More Handicapped. The original title was Who's More Fucking Weird Looking? But we had to, you know, alter it because we're on PAX and they're trying to be a little more PC these days. Anyway, to my left, we've got Jerome. He's got a weird fucking thing on his femur bone.
I think bone.
It affects how he walks. He's also got an enlarged fucking gluten gland. What is that thing on your neck? Oh, that's your face. And then we got Geraldine over here on the right. Geraldine's 62 and she's got just giant tits. They're weighing her down and she can't walk right. So, audience, the question to you is, who's more...
Yeah, and then they got to say it together, right?
Who's more handicapped?
Go ahead and vote right now. And if you're voting at home, press 2 for Geraldine and 1 for Jerome.
Tongue 0.
For
Take a word from our sponsors,
And then fucking it's here. And then guess who's sponsoring it?
Rascal Scooters.
Rascal Scooters.
Wow. I was going to say Big Red or Oreos, but, you know.
I thought you were going to say neck microphones. Damn, what company?
And now a word from
neck
our sponsors. Get my neck microphone. Neck
Try
talk.
To have a conversation.
Neck microphone.
That would be great, too. Neck talk is just
neck talk.
Like, over coffee. Yeah.
Welcome back to Neck Talk. I'm your host, Dave Anthony.
Watch, we're all laughing. We're all going to have
We're all,
in 10 years.
Dude, I know. Fuck, man. That's how it works, dude. Fuck.
My kid's going to come out holding a voice box. How do you get that inside there?
Holding one.
Dad, because
that's
you
the
had
parking spot.
Remember that time that you joked on your podcast? That's why I did this to
me. Well, at least you're going to give birth to Cartman, so that sounds like a lot of fun.
That's a hit.
Hey, sissy.
Brad's neck microphone voice is a fucking popular cartoon character.
My neck microphone voice is Cartman.
That would actually be, well, I mean, that would be a great cartoon.
What, just call him the necks?
The necks.
The necks.
Talking neck. Neck talking.
Neck talk. Well, neck talk is such a great idea for a show.
If you ever got heckled during a stand-up show by the voice box guy,
hey, you're not that funny.
Shut your fucking neck up, man. Fuck you talking to with that throat.
Ryan, do you have a... I shared a couple of crazy pot stories on your show. And
I'm still talking about who's more handicapped.
You'd have to...
Great show.
Yo, it's a great show. And you would have to... The judges would all have to be super baked. Yeah, would you have judges?
You'd have to have judges.
Yeah. You'd ask the audience.
Yeah, it's...
You can't leave it up to
the audience.
It'd
be a competition show, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like... What was that show on NBC, The Marriage Ref, where they had the comedians and the actors?
Yeah.
And they had a couple, and they would show videos of them. So we'd show clips of, like, the old woman and the black dude, like, in their lives, respectively. And then we'd have the panel comment on them,
So then it comes back to Josh Blue. My decision.
All right, that part I'll edit out. Yeah, I was waiting for a part to edit out, and I think Brad just fucking arrived at the destination.
No, I'm keeping that. Keep that. I'm making an executive decision on that one.
Brad made an executive decision.
Fair enough.
Like that.
Fair enough.
Oh,
it stays.
Thank you, Neck Talker.
You're welcome.
I wonder if those things cost much. Like, are they battery operated? Do you have to charge them before you go to bed? If you fucking plug in your phone instead of your next box, you just can't talk for a day?
Your next box.
Power's out.
Your neck box.
Your neck box.
Yeah. You charge your phone, but you can't talk anymore because you got no fucking battery life for your neck microphone.
Motherfucking neck box is down again.
People keep texting you and be like, fucking call me back, dude.
I'm trying.
Yeah. I'm trying to charge
I'm trying
my neck
to yell
box.
To you, man.
Oh my God.
My neck box is on the fritz.
Jesus.
Oh, this podcast is sponsored by Hell, everyone.
Now that touches on an interesting question. Mm-hmm. And maybe a question that would be best delivered by James Lipton so that it adds a little bit of comedy to the overall feeling of it.
All right.
What would it take for you to qualify going to hell? But first, Ryan, what's your favorite curse word?
I'm a big fan of motherfucker, James. And
why?
I just think it has a better impact than fuck. That's all.
Now, have you fucked a mother?
A, yes.
Have you really?
Yeah. You've never had sex with anybody's mom?
No.
A mom?
Well, I mean, I guess everybody's somebody's mom.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
We'll be right back.
Everyone's somebody's mom.
Yo,
about the 25-year-old girl that doesn't have any kids? You're somebody's mom, right? No, actually, I'm not at all.
Stop lying to me.
Somebody's daughter.
The mom, was she...
Single moms.
Was she older?
No. No, you know, in 20s and 30s, there's single moms. I don't know if you've been around the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm not going the road, son.
And 30s.
Now, here's my next question. Mm-hmm. What is your cutoff to sleep with a woman? And
weight or limit? Age limit. What are we talking about?
We'll be right back with, is she too big to fuck? It's the spin-off.
That would have to be hosted by a black guy.
That would definitely have to be hosted by a black guy.
Is she too big to fuck?
Except
Survey says.
Maybe Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey's on a roll.
He's
right
killing
now.
It, dude.
He is. Yeah. Family Feud and Too Big to Fuck.
Wait a minute. Now, what's the oldest? Well, I will make you give a
too
number.
Too Big to Fuck.
What's the oldest? I really don't know the
you don't
oldest.
Have to give a number, but like, what would be your, like, if there was a woman who was 76, but she looked like she was 42.
68.
Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren.
All right, I'll tell you this much. Yeah. Let me put it this way to you. I recently saw Grumpy Old Men again.
God, what a great movie.
Great classic movie.
Just to up your fucking appreciation for life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe Sophia Loren was 68 in that movie. And what I'm telling you is, based on Sophia Loren, 68, I believe, in that movie, I can tell you the answer to a question, would you fuck a senior citizen, is yes, I would. That one.
Whoa, I think we just found our fucking
TGIF
lineup. Who's more handicapped?
We got a
too
block,
big to
right?
fuck, and would you fuck a senior citizen?
You talk about 90 minutes of pure entertainment.
Dude, and throw in fucking Step by Step just to bring back the nostalgic factor.
Oh, my God. Hey, Spike TV, you know you would play that. You know you would play that.
Wow, dude.
Wow. Who's more handicapped, too big to fuck?
Would you fuck a senior?
And would you fuck a senior?
And my answer in that situation, in that case, is 100%
wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was hot in that.
She was.
Some people take care of themselves, man.
She was fucking hot in that. And some people are just blessed with great genes.
Of course.
She was fucking fantastic.
There are some of those people out there that are just like, you know, I drink till, you know, they're like 85. Like, yeah. I've been drinking since I was 40. Every day, you know, I don't smoke, but, you know, I walk. Mm-hmm. And then just they get enough of the, you know,
powdered donuts and fucking diet soda. And
sure.
I walk every day while I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'm 89.
I saw an article. The guy might even have a world record for it, where he said he ate like a Big Mac every day of his life for like 30 years. And he was like in great shape. Nothing about him was wrong. And that guy, James Avery, the voice of Shredder.
Don Pepino.
Don Pepino. Yo, I want to give you guys another crazy world record because I Googled crazy weird world records.
Okay.
I'm going to read you one right now.
Fire away.
You know, maybe we play a little game called Is This a Real Record or Not?
Okay.
I like it.
Is this a real record?
All right. The tallest donkey is 7 feet 4 inches from Taos, New Mexico.
Ooh. See, I believe the hype, but not that New Mexico part. I think that's where the bullshit. Wait, a donkey at 7 feet 4, what does that measure from hoof to fucking head or ears?
I don't think I'm allowed to.
Not allowed to say?
No.
7'4". That's
I believe
horse.
That.
I mean, I would say sure. That's probably realistic.
All right.
Are we wrong or right?
Yeah. Well, I just made that one up, so that's not even a real
so
one.
We're right.
Yeah. And by the way, I did shit on your toilet. No, I didn't. And I just wanted to pair those statistics together to soften the blow. Largest collection of Barbie dolls.
Oh, jeez.
First of all, guess how many. And is it
a male or female?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. I'd go male.
Yeah, I do too. I really do, dude.
It says Bettina Dorfman, which, by the way, if you fucking, you can get the combo pack with the Don Pepino and the Bettina Dorfman if you're in fucking Chinatown.
Oh, my God.
If you have your Fuddruckers receipt, you can get a Bettina Dorfman for half off.
Spell it? P-A? Like
Bettina.
Oh,
Bettina.
Bettina.
If it was Bettina Dorfman.
So black?
I'd be like, she was an extra in Black Swan.
Bettina Dorfman.
Oh, right. My God.
And what is it?
The largest collection of Barbie dolls. So how many Barbie dolls, first of all?
Shit. I'm going to go with Germany and 2,500.
Jesus. You're right about the country.
Yeah.
Get out. Is he right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody knows, man. Those Nazis were like, get away from your family and give us your Barbies.
Give me that pink Corvette.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We're fucking
How out. Many? I said 2,500.
I want a Malibu dream house.
This pool's leaking water in here, man. What is your guess? I just went with 20. It's probably, you know what? That's probably way under it. If it's a world record,
I guess
probably
like
15,000.
I guess 20,000.
I'll re-guess.
Yeah.
Can I change my 2,500?
Please.
That's probably what they had in the first couple years of their collection. I'm going to go 15K.
Okay.
Wow. What a great way to end the podcast. Ryan Stickler is exactly
correct. Come on.
15,000.
How about that?
And
Germany and 15K.
Wow. Stickler.
I got a surprise for you.
Get out here, Bettina Dorfman. Come here, girl.
Wow.
I like the kid skipper.
I feel like fucking phone book Bernie should just walk in and rip one more phone book.
Should, for that?
Just a phone book.
Oh, Ryan Sickler, I know we've plugged your stuff already, but do sort of a wrap-up plug for yourself.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, RyanSickler.com. Please subscribe to the Crab Feast podcast I do with Jay Larson, thecrabfeast.com, if you want to know about it.
It's one of the best podcasts
out
there.
Thank you, guys.
And, yeah, you guys have a great chemistry. You're both super funny.
You clearly do as well. I haven't laughed as hard in a while since my last podcast.
Dude, you're great, man.
My fucking face hurts.
By the way, that's what the people say to me after my shows. Yeah. They go, dude, I haven't laughed this hard in a while. And said, well, I listened to the Crappies last night, so that was actually. But you were
signed
okay,
my Crappy shirt, man.
Yeah, yeah. You said you have a Crappy. You said you have a, yeah. And if you get a chance to see Ryan live, you got to do it. Improv, Laugh Factory.
When does this come out?
Probably
next week or the week after.
Right, so never mind.
Why? What's up?
We have a live Crab Feast podcast this Thursday at the Irvine Improv. That's why I was asking.
Yeah,
you can cut that out.
How do those? How do those live ones do, though?
This is our first one.
Oh, really?
Actually, when I was in Denver with Jay Moore, Brad was we were out in the suburb, and Brad was downtown, and he came out, and that was really a lot of fun. It was like a midnight show. We just did it, and the crowd stayed, and it was a lot of fun.
See, we're trying to find the right moment to do a lot. Like, build enough fans that after our shows don't say how much they love another podcast.
Right,
But, you know, get to the point to where your people are coming out for it, and you're not just trying to do it for the sake of doing it.
Well, our fans are great. We'll be tweeting this out and promoting this, and they'll definitely subscribe and support.
Awesome. Go to Ryan Sickler's website, find out where he's going to perform, and see him live, listen to Crab Feast. Adam, plug your stuff.
Yeah, you can find me at Fuddruckers, getting the fucking chow mein burger.
Don Pepino.
Getting the Don Pepino and the fucking, and trying to, basically just trying to do an all-out casting search for Would You Fuck a Senior Citizen? I know we're all joking, but somebody's got to
go through Adam Ray first.
Somebody's got to open a Word document.
It's a show on Oxygen, I'm telling you.
Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Tour dates on AdamRayTV.com and all my videos. I'll be at the Zanies September 4th through 8th in Chicago. Go Bananas September 12th through the 15th. I'll be at John Hopkins
in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. With Craig Robinson September 10th. And then one night at the Baltimore Comedy Factory on the next night.
Yeah,
11th.
Great. Yeah.
That's a
fun club.
Okay, yeah, cool.
You'll like it. It's right across the street from the police station.
Yep, Green Room is you look out and it is the police station right there at the end of the block.
So is that a blessing and a curse?
Well, it's
a little bit of both.
It's like the wire happens to you live.
Yeah,
like right there, you see shit.
If you're are you working with Craig there?
I'm headlining?
Too?
No, I'm just opening for Craig at John Hopkins.
Okay, well when your feature's on in Baltimore, just sit in the Green Room, take a watch out that back window. You'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Holy shit!
Yeah,
you'll have a good time.
Am I going to find some?
Who knows what you'll fucking
find? Am I going to find some participants for Who's More Handicapped?
You definitely will find
that. You definitely
will.
Well, then I definitely can't wait.
That.
And then I'll be at the Bray Improv with Brad September 19th through the 22nd.
That's right. And follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. Go see me at BradWilliamsComedy.com. Go see me at Hyenas in Dallas, Texas, September 5th through the 7th. Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. My first time coming to Portland. Can't wait to go out there and get me some Voodoo Donut. That's a real store, not a sex move. It's awesome.
A Voodoo Donut?
It should be a sex move.
Voodoo Donut.
How much would that cost?
I'll be there September 12th
Involves a
through
knotted
the 14th.
Rag and kerosene.
September 12th to the 14th at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. And as Adam mentioned, September 19th to the 22nd at the Improv in Brea, California with Adam Ray featuring. So come out to that one, hometown of Brea, and support the About Last Night crew. Ryan Sickler, it was an honor and a privilege.
I mean, thank you guys for having me.
I think, you know, we waited long, but fucking you lived up to the hype.
It was worth it, man. Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, man. And sorry about the shit.
Glad you did.
I wish I did do it at this
night.
Point, though.
I do, too, now.
Like, I just for the sake of... And if I had dropped it in there, like, just the way I did with the Guinness World Record about the Barbies, if it was like, that's how I told you.
And by the way...
And then you go home and you find a little Barbie underneath the toilet seat. Like that was, like, my calling card.
All covered in shit. Corn on it and shit. I'm like, this motherfucker.
And her little fingers have like fucking fuck yous.
She's shit on her nails.
Why does Ken not have penis? For Ryan Sickler.
Why does Ken's dick look like an elbow?
Dude, that always did perplex me.
That's weird.
Not that I was fucking looking at doll dicks when I was younger. Maybe this was a
not
week
that
ago.
I was, but I was.
Yeah. I was.
I was.
I had a contrast compare. Yeah. For Ryan Sickler, Adam Ray, I'm Brad Williams. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
'Like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.